Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about launching other people out. You know, our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint is to make other people great. But part of that process of making other people great is launching them out, helping them stand on their own, getting on their own 2 feet. I want you to think about, for most every parent, one of their goals is to be able to launch their children out one day where they can go out on their own and do things on their own. As we go through this process of our growth with God, He makes us fruitful, He multiplies us, He increases us greatly. Part of that process is we're going to be discipling and mentoring some other people. But the goal should be, some people might stay with you forever. Some people are you meant to be a team with, you're meant to work with forever. Other people are meant to, you're meant to help launch them out. But oftentimes we try to hang on to them out of fear. And so learning to launch people out is part of the process of making other people great. Let's get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this just a little bit more. We're actually going to take communion over this and asking for God's help to help us to do this the right way. And so Heavenly Father, we just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their family, all their friends, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, we just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And Father, we just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So if you're new to us here, that prayer is coming mostly from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then after praying, we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer before getting into our time of communion. So the other half of prayer, let's get started with positioning in the light. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. That happens through the forgiveness of sins. So we have to receive that forgiveness and that grace from God. Just receive it. Just a simple thank you. We ever feel like we missed it, we can run to God, bring these things to him, and receive that grace and forgiveness. And then we got to let it flow through us. We got to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves and putting all this pressure on ourselves for the ways that we've missed it and haven't lived up to our own expectations. Giving yourself that same grace and forgiveness, and then letting it flow through you to other people. Letting it flow through you to other people. Giving them the same grace and forgiveness, because we have to release some things. We have to release some things that people have done to us, that we've done to ourselves maybe. Let go of some things to stay in the light. And then we got to begin to magnify that light. We can begin to magnify that light by focusing on God, focusing on things that you're grateful for, focusing on how far you've come and things that are going well. Often we get caught up focused on how far we still have to go, all these steps we still have to take, and that can seem big and overwhelming and intimidating and discouraging, but focus on how far you've come. So just take a second here to think about, what are a few things that you're grateful for over the last 24 hours? And what steps forward did you take? over the last 24 hours. And then I like to think of my emotions as my feedback or indicators, what I'm magnifying on the inside. What am I focused on? What's going on in my heart, in my mind, in my imagination? All are getting feedback from my emotions. I like to think of peace and joy as my biggest indicators of what I'm magnifying on the inside of me. Peace is my indicator that I'm single-minded in my focus on God. I'm not wavering. I'm not focused on the problem, meditating on it, rolling it over in my mind, playing it out in my mind. All I'm doing when I do that is just magnifying that problem, making it bigger and bigger, and God begins to grow smaller and smaller on the inside of us. We can begin to magnify God and how much he loves you, that nothing's impossible with him, that he can make all grace abound to you. So having all sufficiency in all things, in all times, you can abound to every good work. You begin to magnify that on the inside. That's what you focus on. That's what you think on. That's what you meditate on. It begins to grow bigger and begins to get magnified on the inside of you. I like to think of joy as my indicator of presence, that I'm living in the present moment, not living in regret, not worried about the future, living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me. And when we get more present, this amazing thing happens. That's where God's presence is in the present moment. His grace begins to flow. Presence is what I call the grace table turner, that this grace begins to flow out of you. And I've learned that joy is the indicator that that's happening. Joy is your indicator that it's happening in your life. And you can get to this place where you can be content in any and every situation. You can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. You just begin to magnify God. And you get to this place where you're content in all situations. And anything that people do to you that's you don't like, you can just let it go because you've got God with you. Any circumstances that come at you, you can have that contentment at all times because you've got God with you. If people do nice things for you and God begins to add things to your life, that's great and that's awesome, but you're content anyway. And now you have the power to truly enjoy those things because you're not seeking after them. You're seeking after God and you found your contentment in him. So then what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? If we're going to make a plan for the day, what are the things that you know to do? Right now, as I'm recording this, we're in a time of the year called the 40 days of Teshuvah. We got a major deadline coming up on September 15th and 16th of this year on the Day of Atonement. I like to think of that as the deadline for the year. What are all those things that have been building up on the inside of you? Maybe you've been procrastinating on them. Maybe you need to take action on them. What are the things that you know you need to do? And start to chip away at them one at a time. Just show up, begin to execute, and do it the right way with a good attitude, trusting that God is right there with you, helping you. Ask him for his help, and then go about your day, executing those things, trusting that he's there to help equip you and to empower you to do them with ease and with peace and with joy, to do them with a good attitude. And then what's the most important things God's been teaching you or showing you over the last 24 hours? If you take a second just to get still and to reflect, if you need to pause the recording, you can. Just to take a few minutes to get still and reflect over the last day. What's God teaching you or showing you? It's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's out here. That's free from all restriction, but we have to tune into his voice and follow his leading along that path. He's the good shepherd. And Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Just get still and listen and begin to record your journey on this path to God making you great so that you make other people great and you magnify his name and make his name great. One of the most important things is just simply recording your journey. Record the journey, the lessons that God is teaching you, the ways he's coming through, your testimonies and your wins. Begin to record these things. So you can begin to pass them on to other people one day. So lately I've been thinking about this idea of launching people out. In our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, we had a Zoom call last night where we were talking with some people who have been in our program a while. And we really felt like God was kind of giving all of us the nudging that something's next. Something's next. There's another piece. What's the next level of this thing? And I had written in my book, The Pockets of Prosperity, something I've learned, if you are either in business or ministry or some kind of combination of the two, that at a certain point, there's going to be some people that want to launch out and to do your own thing. And I've learned, and I even got to the place in my gym business where I actually told all of our trainers, if you ever want to do your own thing, come to me and I will help you. And I actually learned, because I went through a phase in my time at the gym where trainers were leaving and they were stealing clients and it was a bad situation. And the thing that turned all that for me was one of the times that happened, I just gave them all the clients and said, take whatever clients you want to take and I will help you grow your business in any way that I can. And it was a truly step of faith. I felt like that's what God was telling me to do. And from that point on, God spoke to me pretty clearly. No one will ever steal from you again in that way. No one will ever steal from you again in that way. And to this day, it's not happened. It's been a lot of years later. To this day, it's never happened again. And what part of that is making the shift to being willing to launch people out. And so in any organization, whether it's a business or a ministry, you're going to get some people that are meant to be a part of the team. Maybe God has created them to be part of the team and to stay where they are in that current organization. But then there's going to be some people that God has given them some special gift or talent that kind of spins off of what you do. I like to think of it this way. In the human body, you've got stem cells. Stem cells are your general cells that we start out as. But as the body grows and develops, the cells get specialized into lung cells, muscle cells, organ cells, muscle cells, ligament cells, all these different specialized types of cells. And the general stem cells begin to spin off and to create specialized cells over time. Now, you still have the generalized stem cells. And so that pool of cells needs to keep growing and expanding as well. But now you're going to have this whole pool, and then the lung cells are going to begin to generate more lung cells. The muscle cells are going to begin to generate more muscle cells. And so we're talking about our human bodies are a physical representation of the body of Christ. And so if you're a leader of an organization in any way, or you're just a parent, the goal is to eventually to launch people out. The goal is to make people greater than yourself. Our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint, how do we know if our lives are on track? How do we know if our lives are on track? We're magnifying God. We're making his name great. And we're making the people around us great as well. And part of making the people around us great is launching them out. And God knows the perfect time. He knows the perfect way to do it. I'm not going to pretend that I have those answers for any and every situation. But we're going to be taking communion today and believing we receive God's help to do this at the perfect time and in the right way. To do it in the right way at the right time. And so the first thing this starts with, it just starts, if you're a leader in a business or a ministry, or you're just a parent, having that heart stance of making other people greater than yourself. Jesus says, if you believe in me, you're going to do the things that I did and even greater. I know a lot of people scoff at that and make fun of that. Oh, you can't do what Jesus did. That's Jesus. But Jesus himself said, you believe in me, you're going to do the things that I did and even greater. Jesus wants to make you greater than himself. Why? Because he's a great king. He's a great leader. He's a great king. He wants to make you greater than himself. People scoff at that and make fun of it, but that's the truth. He wants to make you great. And that's good news, part of the good news of the gospel. So like I said, we're going to be taking communion over this. And Heavenly Father, we're just asking for your help to teach us the right time and the right way, how to make other people great, how to launch them out into this thing. And if they truly have something they're supposed to be launching out to, Lord, it's because you planned it before time ever began. You gave them this purpose and grace. And part of our role is to just help people step into that. And we're just asking you to teach us and to show us how to do that in the right way, Lord. Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents, that you gave us your steadfast love, that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only son to die for us. And nothing is impossible with you. You raised him back to life. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things and freely give us all things to enjoy, including this wisdom and how to launch people out, to make the other people around us great, greater than ourselves even. We thank you for your example in doing that through the body and the blood of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it, receive it. Receive, number one, this has got to flow through you. Receiving this from God, from Jesus, he wants to make you great. And he wants that greatness to flow through you to make the people around you great as well. Receive that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect in his sight. And you can approach him with freedom and confidence because of what Jesus did. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, we've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God, where he's with us, he's for us, he's working for our good, including us, including making us great and teaching us how to make the people around us great. As his grace just begins to flow through us, it's just a natural overflow out of us that makes the other people great around us and magnifies his name as well in the process. I believe as you go through this process, one of the things that's going to happen is it's going to help you to know him better. We have this covenant relationship. We can grow in our relationship with him. It's going to help you to know him and his heart for you and his heart for other people at an even greater level. So, Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. How are we going to do this? If you're in leadership in any way or you have kids, I think it's going to be his voice that leads you. Follow that leading you have on the inside. Follow that peace you have on the inside. Follow those nudges he's given you. Follow his voice. He's going to lead you in the path to show you how to do this at the perfect time and in the right way. And I believe it's going to be a beautiful solution that not only sets you free, but sets other people free in the process. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life, in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.